say what was going to be built there.
We'll call a meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Clint, roll call, please.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger is absent. Edmonds?
Here. Okay, public participation.
We have one.
Have one?
Seth Reddington.
Okay, come on up, Seth, and have a seat. Got 5 minutes.
I came up here last meeting and just asked about Jemima Lane, them paving it and why they didn't pave it continuously. Since it's a street, start to finish right there. I've had this map for over 30 years. Got it from my grandfather. I went to Taylor Abstract to see if they had it on file, and they do. This was the McGraw edition, which is down there, was developed May 12th, 1873. It states that there was a street there all these years. So there again, over 3 years ago, I asked to have a road put in there, put back, maintain it. And it's been a battle, it's been a struggle, but I stuck with it. Knowing the whole time that I had this, the city had their own maps. I guess what this proves is that if the council members would at least go and look for themselves, there's all these documents out there that show that that was a street and always has been a street. In the mid-90s, its name got changed, but it was still a street. I'm thankful, and all the neighbors down there are thankful, that it got paved. But the moral of the story is I came in here for 3 years and had the commissioner state that it's not a street, undeveloped, but it's all right here. In the future, I hope that you all do your homework when somebody come in and ask a question. Is there a reason why you're laughing, Commissioner Buchanan?
No.
Because it's not funny. We're all taxpayers in this city. We should all have the same opportunity. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this community that's had an issue like this. And it's a fight, it's a struggle. But this is an example, if you stick with it, there is a good outcome. Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. anybody else?
Nope, that was it.
All right. Next item would be the minutes of the last meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of September 17th, 2024.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Now, list of the bills, please.
General Administration, $29,568.51. Economic Development, $343.77. Police, $17,251.59. Fire, $7,366.45. Streets, $8,465.34. Parks, $1,084.88. Public Health and Safety, $4,683.43. Emergency Services, $128,562.60. Garbage, $36.41. Cemetery, $578.81. Water operations, $131,593.11. Sewer operations, $6,633.27. Water deposits, $99.16. Clinton Sanitary District, $85,240.68. Special tax allocation, TIF 1, $288,565.34. Special tax allocation, TIF 4, $7,267.74. Motor fuel tax fund, $3,054.21. And Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $562,104.05.
Is there a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
And Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Commissioner, report from the Commissioner of Public Affairs. I don't have anything to report tonight, but I would like to recognize the passing of Police Chief Lowers' mom, Ruth Lowers. Visitation is this afternoon and a little bit this evening. That's why Danny's here right now. Ruth was very active in the educational system of the community, being president of the school board for many terms, and also was one of the instrumental founders of the Clinton Education Foundation. And of course, she worked as a judge's secretary of DeWitt County for many, many years. So please keep Chief Lowers and your family, and his family, in your thoughts and prayers. I don't have anything else. Report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
I'd also like to pass on condolences to the family, too. So all I've got tonight is, starting this weekend, East Washington Street will be closed down for the haunted house on the weekends, starting this Friday night. So everybody kind of make, you know, of that we'll be closed down. So through the whole month of October. So that's all I've got.
Okay. John, it's your turn.
Okay. I don't have a whole lot. We did have, I told you in the last meeting that we're going to have a gentleman come and sound for some leaks. And right. He did in those areas. He went into two different areas, found four leaks, and they're working on them. They worked on one today, as a matter of fact, and it was ones that just would never have been able to really find unless we ripped up just half a block or whatever, tried to chase and find it. And so he's pretty good, and he usually gets right down on them, and it's going to come in handy in getting those corrected, because they were going right into the sewer, wasn't coming to the ground, up to the surface. So I was really happy that he got here and he could find those, and the guys are working on them, going to fix them. Also want to thank everybody that was involved with the apple and pork, everybody from top to bottom. I thought it was a pretty good event this year. They had good weather. Everything seemed to go really well, and we had a heck of a crowd. I don't know how they get these exact 50,023 counts, but I could get a rough estimate, but when they were saying 50,023 on Saturday, and then there was 30,000 something on Sunday, but there were still a lot of people. They were really crowded, and they were really good. But I think everything went well, and I hope everyone that was involved is rested up and can be ready, and they'll get started already probably for next year. Everything else, the water department's running along. We're working on the CO2 and the lime and things. They've got the stuff, ready to go. I've been working on the SCADA programs and getting that in. And so we are moving along. Everything is doing like it's supposed to. So other than that, I hope that all of the family, just like the rest of you guys, it's just a tough loss. They did catering. They were always in public eye. Ted and her both just did a wonderful job with looking after the community and doing things. They gave away a lot of things. They did a lot of public service that you just didn't see and you didn't get to hear about. But they were a wonderful family. They raised some great kids, they can't be praised enough in what they're doing. I just hope Ted can find something to keep him occupied and keep him going too. So, Other than that, that's all I have for this evening.
Just like to say one more thing about the Upland Port Festival. Yeah. I drove down Monday morning early, and there was nothing laying around garbage-wise and stuff.
They did a really good job this year.
Yes, yeah. They did. So just want to thank everybody for that.
Okay, Department of Public Health and Safety, did Danny Lieber report?
No.
I just made a comment on that. I signed a grant application for some over $20,000 for some turnout gear, so let's hope we're successful on that. Commissioner of Public Accounts and Finance, I don't have anything under that department to report. Go under unfinished business. We have a few things to vote on.
Yep. First one is motion to approve Ordinance 1608, an ordinance authorizing the sale of excess property in water, sewer, and fire departments.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Next up is motion to approve the purchase of hazard warning lights for new pickup trucks from Ron Equipment in the amount of $5,684.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Next up is approve the purchase of 2024 fire prevention materials for the fire department from Positive Promotions in the amount of $6,474.68.
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Then we have three items under new business that need to be moved up to be voted on. Okay. Assume we do those first.
Yep.
Yes.
So the first one is a motion to approve Kone Care 24/7 Connect agreement.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. This is for the elevator.
Yes.
Needless to say, we don't want to be without good service on it now. So, okay, call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
Next one is a motion to approve Ted's Garage variance request number 376.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Discussion. Please call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried.
And the next one is motion to approve Ordinance 1609, an ordinance creating positions of Deputy Treasurer and Deputy City Clerk.
Make the motion.
A second, and that is being brought up because right now our clerk is out, going to have a baby very shortly. At least we're hoping so anyway. But there is things that come up in the past. It's always been just kind of an understanding that Clint would take care of the meetings and run the stuff. But if there's something just like has to be signed by the city clerk, we need it in writing in black and white. That's going to make it a little more clear that he can sign those in her absence. Or vice versa, if he's gone, they'll have someone in that position to take care of the treasurer's signings. So that's why that was important to get it spelled out. And we've done it in the past. Everybody just kind of by word of mouth knows it. And it's worked just fine. But just because of things that's changed a little bit and the way it's working, that's why we're bringing this up. And John wrote up the ordinance. So I think it'll work fine.
I don't know if we've ever had a city clerk who's had a baby during her term of office.
No, I don't think so. It's a first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried.
And then under new business, you have two things going on file. First is 215 East Julia Street demolition bids, Littleton Storm and Timber Services in the amount of $23,448. And Dial Excavating in the amount of $18,500. And also on file, you have a resolution accepting offer to purchase Lot 16 in Park Lane West Subdivision in the amount of $35,000.
Okay. We have no closed session. Entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmund?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.